And you're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. If you're a baseball fan in Seattle, like I am, then you're already aware of the heartbreak of watching the Mariners fall short season after season. The last time they made it to the playoffs was more than two decades ago. So, real talk, for someone who wasn't even alive the last time the Mariners were a championship team, why go to the ballpark at all? Soundside producer Jason Burrows went to find out.
All right, so it's the bottom of the sixth. What do you think?
Hard to tell, but considering this score, I think the Mariners have a chance.
It's the bottom of the sixth inning. The Mariners have just gone up 4-2 over the Philadelphia Phillies, and I am given some baseball advice by the 9-year-old next to me.
That's why you never throw a ball sitting down.
I have been friends with his mom for almost 15 years now, and we've been to a ton of games together, most of which have included Edmund.
My name is Edmund Boy.
And how old are you?
9 years old.
He's been a Mariners fan.
Probably, I've got to say, for my whole life.
Why are you such a big fan?
I was born in this city. I like this city. The Mariners seem a perfect way to get myself more involved with the city.
His favorite players?
That's hard. Julio Rodriguez, probably.
Who's your favorite player of all time?
Oh man, Felix. His perfect game was on the day I was supposed to be born. So.
And Edmund will tell you, you don't have to be a fan to enjoy the park.
Definitely not.
Why not?
There's so many things that they can do besides baseball that they can enjoy here. Like, going to the boardwalk, looking for the binoculars, getting good food.
But let's be honest. The Mariners have been kind of hard to watch.
On a bloop, bases clearing, triple to give the Blue Jays a 3-0 lead. Bounce to third.
We're currently 16-21, and we're on a record playoff drought. So the ball play alone is not going to sell tickets. T-Mobile Park has to get creative if they want to hook those fans young, and they really do.
Well, it's the absolute center of our business. Families and Pacific Northwest families are the core to getting the business right. We can't operate without having a family experience here. We would not have enough people come to games. It is absolutely where baseball lives.
Yeah, my name is Malcolm Rogel, and I'm the Vice President of Fan Experience. Originally started out as an intern here, and then moved my way up right out of college. I've been through ticketing, I've done parking and food and beverage, and now we've combined a whole bunch of departments and we've created a new division called Fan Experience, and I'm the lucky one that gets to head it up.
The Mariners need the kids, and they need the families that bring the kids and buy the hot dogs and drinks and merch, and they need to do it without being able to control the main thing that people are here to see. The Mariners winning a game.
It's night in and night out different drama. I mean, that is baseball. You are going to see a no-hitter. You might see a grand slam. You might see a walk-off home run. We can't control any of that. The key is controlling what the fan has once they enter our doors and once they leave our doors. And were they taken care of? Were they treated well? Were they greeted? Were they helped when they needed it? Did they get that value dog fast enough? Did they, get a great beer experience here? And so that's the kind of thing we're looking at.
Now, like Edmund, Malcolm grew up as a Mariners fan, and so did his kids.
Yeah, so I grew up in Enumclaw, and so we would come to the Kingdom when I was a little kid, and it was really pretty great. This is my 24th season as the Mariners. I've raised my kids in this building. I've had 7, 8, 9-year-olds. I've had them all. So at that point, they were really into the gameplay. They were really into, how do I turn a double play? Dad, how fast can these guys run? How far can they hit the home run? Can I get an autograph?
Both Edmund and Malcolm come from baseball families. It's in their blood. They're going to come see the Mariners win or lose until the stadium collapses. But how are the Mariners trying to capture the next generation of fans, ones that aren't raised with the team, when the team itself may not be giving us much to root for?
Things that we have done differently this past year is like this little league we had over the weekend. The kids all did a big parade around the entire outfield wall and outfield fence and were able to get onto the field in the warning track. And it was a lot of fun. And we welcomed over 10,000 of those little leaguers to the ballpark. So that was really cool.
Going to baseball games can be an expensive prospect, especially if you have a big family. Tickets alone can cost anywhere from $10 for a value game to $100 for seats just off the third base line. Then you added a meal, maybe a beer or two, and you're looking at spending $50 per person per game. That's a lot. And it's an issue Malcolm says the Mariners are aware of.
We do have a very good value opportunity here for our fans. From the game ticket for $10, you can come to a number of games, 28 different games throughout the year. You can get in as for $10. And then this value menu on the food and beverage side.
But those cheaper meals can come with long lines. There are only 10 spots that include the value menu throughout the stadium. And of course, Edmund's favorite isn't on that list.
Food recommendation, Uncle Charlie's cheesesteak is good. It's really cheesy. The meat's nice and tender.
A $10 meal isn't bad, but there's lots of competition in Seattle. You don't just have the Mariners when you want to go see a game. There are the Seahawks, the Kraken, the Storm, the Sounders, and the Rain. And that's not even getting into minor league teams like the Thunderbirds. So how do you convince kids that baseball, and the Mariners in particular, are the best place to spend your time? Malcolm says that for a lot of kids, who wins doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's interesting. A couple years ago, we had introduced fireworks nights, and it was middle of June, and it was 70 degrees and beautiful out in Seattle, but the team was struggling. They lost like 8-0 that game, but we had a fireworks night that night, and the fireworks show went off without a hitch, and I'm walking out the stadium with Dad and a kid in front of me, and Dad goes, "Well, what did you think of that game?" And the kid's like, "Dad, that was the best game ever." And it just struck me. I'm like, you know, this kid thought that was the best game ever, and we just lost 8-0. And so, you know, he wasn't there necessarily for baseball. He was there for the experience of being at a big building with a lot of people and this great sound and this great atmosphere. And we delivered on that.
Now, I'll be honest. I'm a Mariners fan. I have been ever since I moved to Seattle proper in 2001, and I got to take part in the 116-game winning streak. That's something they haven't replicated since. I do go to games. I pay for beer, I pay for merch, I buy lots of food, and I don't have kids. And I also don't want to take part in a kid's baseball parade, as much fun as it sounds. Malcolm says that's not a problem.
We kind of think of it as a choose-your-own-adventure book, like back in the day. It's really built for all types of people. If you want to go out to the pen and really have that experience, you can. If you want to bring your group in a corporate group and stay in a suite, you absolutely can. For the fan that wants to bring their little league team and sit in the bleachers, it's there for them, and it's priced appropriately. And so we really try to cater to all types. In fact, last night, I think we had 1,000 dogs here for Bark at the Park. And the day before, we had, you know, it was Mother's Day, and it was Little League Day, and we had 10,000 Little Leaguers. We really try to provide an opportunity for the fan to have their experience, what they define. We don't want to impute kind of the experience that we want them to have. We want them to define it. But it is a generational sport. Baseball is built on grandfathers bringing their grandsons out, you know, grandmas bringing out their granddaughters and doing full-on family day at the park. And so that's been its center for a long time, and I think that will continue into the future.
Yes, because that's what the team needs funding-wise. But also because of his own memories being a kid at the ballpark.
Like that kid that was walking out and saying that was the best day ever, I remember what happened at the event, but I don't know if we won or lost, but I remember seeing the moose, or I remember getting a ball. I remember waiting for Joey Cora after the game to get a ball, and that was the things that are deep in my memories. And so, again, win or lose, that happens, but what happens in the moments, that's where it really shines.
Up in the bleachers, Edmund and I watch the Mariners score one more run.
Care if the Mariners win or lose when you're here?
Nope. Just wanted to have fun. During a win, I come home happy, get hyped at the end of the day. When I lose, it's kind of like, I accept it. Not as happy, not as hyped.
Tonight, they beat the Phillies 5-4, and Edmund and I went home happy. And here's hoping for many more of these wins. For Soundside, I'm Jason Burrows.
Boy, I loved listening to Edmund talk about his favorite Mariners players. I mean, he's 9, and that is a really impressionable time for sports fans. When I think about my favorite all-time athletes, from Ken Griffey Jr. to Mia Hamm, I call up memories from when I was around 9 or 10 years old, watching on television or in the stands. So it makes sense, right, that professional sports teams realize that. They need to create that loyalty at a young age. We also asked you for your thoughts on and favorite memories of the Mariners, and here's what you had to say.
The first time I walked into Safeco Field, saw the baseball bat chandelier, I was mesmerized by a real grass field and real sunshine. Some of the magic is gone when I think of how insanely busy and hard it can be to walk through the concourse, but once I sit in my seat and kick back with the beer to watch, it all comes back. Hopefully you'll play a little of Macklemore's tribute song during this episode. My oh my.
I remember Boeing night at Rainier Field in the 50s and 60s. Always good fireworks. Dang, I'm old.
Ballparks were pretty family-friendly by definition when I was young. But I later learned that the players had groupies behind the scenes and that there might have also been some drugs. Like everything, I'm sure it's gotten worse since then and needs improvement. It's not high on my list of priorities, though.
I used to sit with my dad in the garage. The sawdust, that pine salt in the moss. Around every spring, when the winter thaw, we'd huddle around the radio.
My family are devoted Mariners fans. I grew up going to games at the Kingdom where they'd set off fireworks inside the dome and the stadium would be filled with smoke. I also remember being very scared of the Mariner Moose.
I think baseball is boring to watch and downtown is not safe.
My kids are grown up, but I'm so excited to see families in our neighborhood walking with their kids to the light rail on game night. It's got to be so much fun to both take a train and watch a ball game.
Yes, fireworks, they lit up that ceiling in the King Dome. We had just made history.
I can't talk over Dave Niehaus. That's sacrilegious. Thank you to everyone who sent us your comments, and thanks to Alec Cowan, Jason Burrows, Sarah Leibovitz, Amelia Peacock, Bill Radke, and Noel Gasca for reading them. If you would like to be part of our next Listener Corner, join our Listener Network. That's where we ask you for your thoughts on upcoming segments, and you can do that by going to kow.org/soundside or by texting SOUND to 206-926-9955.